Getting yourself settled in. What does that mean for you? Yeah. Is it possible just to acknowledge why we're not settled, why there's always something pushing us, or we haven't solved, unresolved something, questioning us, something incomplete? Isn't that the case? So, you know, someone is suffering, we can't, don't know what to do about. Our own work or business isn't finished yet. Things that are not completed. Difficulties in our own life or our mind. This is the sign of dukkha. Characteristically, we try to find a place where that isn't happening. There's a certain, how do I get out of this? Stop it happening. Untrained mind keeps trying to do things to make it go away, find an answer or come to a decision or whatever. The training, you recognize topics. Perhaps the topic's extremely provocative. My uncle's health, my crisis at work, my own health. Things I need to get done. Financial things, lifestyle things. Is it possible just to, right now, with not doing any of those, I'm just recognizing this pressure to what can recognize, instead of going into the topics, just the stirring or the pushing, to recognize, to point to how does it feel? What is feeling it? Do you feel it? Obviously you feel it in your emotions, and your thinking mind is stirred up. It's an emotional stirring. And do you feel comfortable in your body? Probably not. Probably either slipping out, drowsy, or agitated, stirred. Is it possible to find, contemplate, find places in your body that are not stirred? Like your feet or your backs of your hands, or if they are agitated, to relax them. Your legs, your back. In fact, to make a commitment to strengthening your awareness of your body, areas you don't normally not noticing, not the agitated area, the feeling of the bones, spine, the legs. You don't have to close your eyes to do this. Close your eyes, you find yourself drifting into your mind. You know, mind is where the problems are. Actually, in the body itself, as an answer to the problems, or as a place away from that. body doesn't know anything about your job or your uncle or the future. It doesn't have an answer to it, but it provides a place where you can step back from that. Take a long breath, out breath, let it descend slowly in its own time. You begin to change the speed and steady it. So where we might feel agitated, a bit nervous, mind can't sit still for a minute, don't bother with the mind. And steady the out-breath. So then you steady the body energy and give it attention. Maybe you feel sleepy, dull. Follow your in-breath. From the base of your body, the long process of inhaling, not forcing an inhalation, but feeling it fully. Connect the two. Use that. Affirm that current and let this posture of your body adapt to properly hold, frame, fully experience breathing in, breathing out, fully, very fully. As if really your body is breathing in and out, that's what it is, and around it there are various sensations that come and go. But the real nature of your body, or where you are, is breathing in and out. The rest of it's just wrappings. You can't see most of your body. You remember it. Have an idea about it, you can't see it. See bits of it. The real thing you can feel most fully, that is a body, breathing in, breathing out. Now you may think there's a break between out breath and in breath, it just changes, softens, quietens, picks up again. It's pretty solid and at the same time fluid, continuous. As you're receiving that impression and resting on that, gathering it up, letting it solidify, you can bring up the word I, like I am, I. think the word clearly to yourself. Right. Notice any effect it has. It's very, goes very deep, the effect. Right. Here. Not a statement, it's just they're using a word, a sound, to touch what's most intimate. Which we lose in all the I should, I could, I don't, what am I, how will I, what shall I, could I. Just gets thrown around by conditions and circumstances that it can't control, it can't manage, and it doesn't belong to. This is called ignorance. Can't manage it, can't get rid of it, can't control it, but the I doesn't belong to it. The experience of that, the immediacy, the word gets used, but the experience of immediate, present intimacy here. But you can breathe it. When this is fully established or properly established or getting there, then you can return to any of these particular dilemmas or unfinished business with a sense of dispassion or compassion, detachment. And see what conditions are available this time. Till you have realized truth, till you have moved out of this ignorance, any responses and reactions that you have will just continue the same problem, suffering. When there's presence, stability, you can open the sense of I to include experience with compassion, kindness, equanimity. Peacefulness. This enables you to see what can be done, what you have to let pass.